are listening to Omnus Protocol. I am Charles, also known as Omnus, and we are continuing to be spoiled rotten with all of AMG's spoilers, and to enjoy the rottenness, I am here with Jamie, continuing to talk through all of these crazy spoilers with me. Damn, Jamie, there's a lot.
Yeah, this month has been one hell of a month.
All right, well, let's just dive right in. So let's do Wasp next. So it looks like her card is, like, turned sideways. So,
yep.
There's, again, a lot to absorb here. So, normal Wasp is, she's a three-threat character. She's got 3 physical defense, 2 energy, 3 mystic, 5 stamina. I already said 3-threat. So she's a medium. She's a medium moving size 2 character in her normal size. She has flight. She has PIM discs, choose interactive terrain feature, size 3 or less, within range 2 and throw at medium. It's basically, it's a normal-ish throw. Pretty normal for a 3-threat character, not anything too special there. Mm-hmm. She has change size, which costs 1. This character drops all objective tokens it's holding, then transforms into Tiny Wasp. They can use the superpower, can be used only once per turn. She also has PIM particle control. When this character is targeted by an enemy attack or would suffer a collision, you may use the superpower. The character drops all objective tokens is holding and then transforms into Tiny Wasp before the attack or collision continues. She has 1 attack on this side, which is range 3, strength 5, 0 cost. It is her builder, so she gets power for damage dealt. And then after the attack, she may become Tiny Wasp.
Well, okay. Again, dropping all objective tokens.
Yes. Tiny, she moves long. She is size 1. Mm-hmm. She has stealth. She still has flight. She is a tiny superhero, which means she may reroll any number of defense or dodge dice. Additionally, this character cannot hold objective tokens. She can spend 1 to change size to go back to normal. She has 2 attacks in this form, Stinger Blast, which is her builder, which is range 2, power 5. Or strength 5. After this attack is resolved, this character gains damage equal to, or power equal to damage dealt, and the enemy character does not gain power for damage dealt by this attack. Mm-hmm. And then she also has Wasp's Fury, range 3, powers strength 6, cost 2. After this attack is resolved, this character may advance medium. After this attack is resolved, this character transforms into normal Wasp. And transform, I believe, is placed within 1 inch, or placed within 1.
Yeah, it's placed within range 1.
Oh, man. So, Jamie, the first thing that jumps out at me is the potential to have teams with, like, 3 stealth characters. Like, H-Triple, Wasp, and Miles. Immediately, I'm like, this is obnoxious.
Yeah. Yeah, and fitting that into Avengers, where Cap is perfectly fine being the only thing being targeted, that is a giant pain, and that's 3 stealth characters for only 8 threat, too.
Too bad she can't throw a character. She can only throw a terrain feature. If she could throw a character with PIM disc, that might be too good.
Yeah, yeah.
But, oh, man.
But Stinger Blast, I mean, she has a basic attack that has inbuilt judgment on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite Judgment, but it's, you know, it's like Herald of Doom. How do you feel about this character in Cabal? Being able to have Stinger Blast where you could be like, take 2, I gain 3 power, you get nothing.
But the one thing that, well, that I'm hesitant on is the whole, she's never going to have an objective.
Yeah. It has to really be, well, the, at least the plus side is if you have to put her in an objective holding situation, then she's just going to be a medium, she's going to be normal sized Wasp, which is just an okay 3-threat character. It's just whenever you don't have to have her hold it. So it's, some of the disadvantage isn't there, right? Because it's not like Nebula where she can never pick something up.
Right.
And this character can still contest secures and that sort of thing. Okay, well, let's, what about her in Black Order? Because Black Order already wants to play, they want to do, like alien ships, right? Mm-hmm. They want to have Thanos or Corvus go after alien ships, and then they need some other cheap characters. Why not Wasp? her Stinger Blast, like, she does want to deal. She's a solid damage dealer for five. She's somewhat mobile. What do you think? Like, you're the Black Order specialist here, Mr., you know, Ebony Jamie.
Well, yeah. So Stinger Blast and Wasp Fury, or Wasp Fury turned up with a Death Decree is very, very nice.
Ugh,
a long move.
Stinger Blast.
Right. A long mover plus a Cosmic Portal means that you can very easily get from one side of the table to the other side of the table and not stress. I think she might be a little bit more defensive on the tiny side than she first appears because of the fact that she can reroll any number of defense or dodge dice and stealth. So you can't get any sort of like long range chip on her. That's not happening. When you are getting close, she is rerolling unless you're doing energy attacks. She is size one, so she can actually hide behind a lot of terrain and not be in line of sight to be targeted, which is a thing. So I think as a cheap addition into Black Order, I'm not against this at all. I do actually kind of like this.
Well, okay, so she may not be able to hold stuff while she's tiny, but keep in mind, she could have people drop stuff in kind of the opposite fashion where normally you're right in front of them and you make them drop it in front of them so you just pick it up. If she's in tiny mode and she's like, Stinger Blast, take some damage, now I have power and you didn't get any power to do your cool defensives tech, and then I Wasp Fury you and I have you drop it behind you instead of towards me, and then I move my medium advance to behind you and like away from the party, and then switch back to normal Wasp after it and then pick up the token.
Yeah, you can definitely do surprise plays like that. It also, it kind of lets you choose who you want an objective token to go on, because you can have her pick it up. You can have her move to someone else that you want to hold the objective, and then she can turn tiny to drop it. And if there isn't really anyone who can get over to that objective, you've basically, in a roundabout way, done a mission objective to move a token from one of your characters to another one of your characters. Like, it is kind of possible to do stuff like that. So
She just moves over to someone, like, picks it up, and then, like, uses change size back by MODOK to just bring him hammers. Is that what's going on in this situation?
Yeah, so instead of like MODOK chasing after one of the hammers, you bring one of the side hammers back to MODOK, so that now MODOK can then through like advanced R&D and get an extra power, can then pick up those two hammers turn one, and now you have MODOK sitting with two hammers turn one, just going, oh yeah, this is gonna be it.
You know, a funny thing is, if she's getting attacked by Nebula, she can use change size to become tiny and then drop the objective, and then then Nebula doesn't get any rerolls on her.
Or if she's being attacked by Miles, he can spend the power to make her drop the objective, and then just change size and drop the objective anyway. So yeah, he's going to get a bunch of damage on there, but meh. He just basically spent a bunch of power he really didn't need to, because his normal strike would have done basically the same thing anyway. So yeah. There's definitely weird shenanigans you can do with her and objective tokens.
Yeah, she's definitely a weird one. It makes me really excited to see what Ant-Man does, because they've made a really cool character, and I like that Wasp is going to be really hard to take down. Like, she won't be able to pick up objectives while she's tiny, but even with her medium, let's call it below average defensive stats, right?
Yeah.
3 physical, 2 energy, 3 mystic is below average for a 3 threat. But yeah, to have, like, just imagine her being tiny and getting to reroll any number of dodge or defense dice, and having stealth, she's going to be a hard character to deal with in that form. And so in a team where you have other characters that want to be your defense, you know, your extract holders, she seems really solid.
Yes. Yeah.
And like I said, I think Black Order could be one of those where they, you know, she's perfectly happy to get a death decree, a stinger blast. Like, that's super frustrating. And they already want to play something where, or you just play her in herbs, right? Just like a really hard to deal with character that deals damage. And you're like, well, she's not my herb carrier, so I don't care.
Right. Yeah. That's definitely a thought.
She could be interesting in a Guardians team as well. That's trying to play for herbs. She could be an interesting character there. Oh God, so much to think about. Okay. Well, let's move on from Wasp because we have tons of additional Crazy Town. So let's talk about Wong.
Yes.
Okay. So we have another 2-threat character, medium. Yep. Medium move, size 2, 4 stamina, I believe, on both sides. He's 2 physical, 3 energy, 3 mystic. He's got a below average strike, which is just range 2, strength 4, and then he gains 1 power after the attack is resolved. But he's got a really cool mixture of abilities. Mm-hmm. Faithful Assistant, choose another allied character within range 3. It gains 1 power. A character may be affected by this power once per round. So he could potentially use Faithful Assistant multiple times, but he would have to give it to different characters. It does cost 2, but, you know, in an Avengers team, you could do 1-for-1. He has an action to meditate, which costs 0, gains him 1 power. So he's already kind of an interesting character to sit back on the secure. And then he's got Vashanti's Blessing, cost 1, action. This character or an allied character within range 3 of this character removes up to 2 damage or 1 special condition. A character may be affected by the superpower only once per round, and it is an action. But definitely gives him the ability to replenish some characters. While within range 3 of an allied Doctor Strange, this character adds 1 die to its defense rolls. So, man, there's a lot to take in there. Obviously, there's some cool synergy with Doctor Strange, right? Where he's going to have a little bit of extra defense dice if he's around Strange.
Yeah, he goes to a 3-4-4, which is really good for a 2-3 character.
Yep. But man, just having a character that can hand off power to other people. So think about how many situations that you want to have an additional power on a character turn 1 to either like set up a bodyguard or something where he can immediately like move, use meditate, and then Faithful Assistant to turn that 2 power into 1 power on someone else. That right there opens up a lot of plays right away.
There are multiple times where, you know, I'm game planning and I'm like, all right, round 1, I need to advance R&D and move this power over. Now I can, instead of bringing in advanced R&D for 2-threat, I could bring in Wong and just go, no. All right, instead, I'm just going to, you know, activate Wong, meditate to give him 2 power, then I'm going to Faithful Assistant the 1 power over to where I need it to be so that person has 2 power, and then we're going to go from there.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the things I naturally like about it is, say, in Avengers, he can just immediately spend 1, give Iron Man 1 power, and then Iron Man can Friday AI his first attack.
Yeah. Yep, or if you have anyone with a charge. So the other thought when I saw this is he'll be great for Asgard because you can give 1 power to Valkyrie, and then you can have Thor drop off Valkyrie. Valkyrie does her attack, and now she still has 2 power she needs for a charge. So it opens up like really interesting plays like that. But that, even Faithful Assistant is not even my favorite thing about this card.
Yeah, there's just a lot of naturally cool things that you can do there. Where there's all sorts of characters that just one more power starts setting them up for really cool things. But oh man, I can see a lot, like, man, being able to heal people as well. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of teams that just wouldn't mind having a character that can hang back. He's a 3 energy defense, so he's going to fit into a lot of things, like hanging out at range. It's going to be hard to deal with him. Healing MODOK, healing Thor. There are so many characters that don't mind getting some damage removed.
That, or my actual favorite part is, you know how much you hate stagger? You know how much you hate stun? Just bring Wong. And that way you don't have to spend an action to get rid of it. Wong can spend the action to get rid of it instead. And now your MODOK, which has been stunned or staggered or whatever annoying status effects your opponent keeps dumping onto MODOK, because that's what you do, now you can get rid of that. So you can double chair with MODOK. You can do stuff like that and not, and instead of like, well, I got to spend my first action to remove the stagger so that I can then do stuff. No. You just bring Wong along and be like, nope, I'm just going to pop that status effect off. We won't worry about it today.
He's also seems like he will be super annoying in Black Order. Like, here's Thanos, have some extra power. Here, heal Thanos. Here, remove stagger from Thanos. And then, oh, I got injured. I guess I'll be price of failure.
Uh-huh. 100%. As soon as I saw this card, I was like, ooh, he would be so nice in Black Order. So nice and black, because that's definitely a thing, is staggering a Black Order character hurts so much, because you have fewer characters than your opponent, so the loss of an action hurts you more than your opponent losing an action. So being able to deal with that on your own without that character losing an action, because if Wong loses an action, really, it does not matter. It really doesn't matter in the scheme of things. But Corvus losing an action, Thanos losing an action, Proxima, like, those are big things for you. That's something that it ends up becoming that slippery slope, so it becomes harder and harder for you to get into the game when your characters who you have fewer of are doing less every turn.
Yeah, he definitely, like, solves some weird problems, and I see him. I feel like Wong is going to get a lot of play. Like, I could see him going into just a ton of different teams. He's just, like, a really, really helpful two-threat character.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I do think he's a little bit more, like, I think Okoye gets even better in, like, Meteors and the more central situations, but I think Wong may be better than Okoye in the, like, Infinity Formula and some of the D Crisis, where you can kind of, like, hang back and he can just be, like, helping to assist a character. So I really like him. This feels like a character who's going to get a ton of play.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Do we want to move on to Doctor Strange? Have we covered enough there?
I think we've said everything we need to say about Wong for right now.
Well, I hope we weren't wrong about any of those things.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, holy crap. There is a lot to absorb here.
There's a lot of text on this card.
Yeah. So, Doctor Strange, he is a 5-threat character. He has a medium move. He is size 2. He has 6 stamina on both sides. He's 3 physical, 4 energy, 4 mystic. Cover some of the basics. He has flight and gem bearer, both soul and time. Let's skip the leadership for the time being. So he's got 2 attacks, range 4, power 5, bolts of bedevilment. That is an energy attack. After this attack is resolved, He gains power equal to damage dealt. It's a builder. If this attack deals damage, after the attack is resolved, this character may push the target short. No size restriction. So definitely sweet there. Crimson Bands of... I'm not going to try to pronounce that word. We're going to call it Crimson Bands. It is
Sidorak.
Sidorak. Sounds good. Yeah. Range 3, strength 6, cost 4. After this attack is resolved, target character gains the stagger special condition. No damage necessary. But if you roll a crit, a wild, and a hit, after the attack is resolved, instead of gaining stagger, if the character does not have an activated token, you may give it an activated token.
That's just... Oh my god.
That seems a little challenging to pull off, but that is certainly a thing that can happen. And it is a mystic attack. Okay, so he's got a 3-cost superpower. This character or an allied character within range 2 of this character removes up to 3 damage. The superpower can only be used once per turn. He's also got another one, power 2. When this character or an allied character within range 3 of this character is targeted by an attack, this character may use the superpower, add 2 dice to the target's defense roll against that attack. And then he also has Eye of Agamotto. This character may modify and reroll failure dice results. This character may reroll all of its attack or defense dice once per attack. That is all of its dice. Not... Yeah. Yeah. Then he also has Shield of Seraphim.
Yep.
Whenever this character rolls dice after the effect is resolved, it gains 1 power if it rolled at least 1 block. So... And he's basically the same thing on the other side. Mm-hmm. Man, where do you want to start with Doctor Strange? Because, damn.
There is a lot to take in on this character. First things right off the bat, do not expect a mystic binding. Do not plan for a mystic binding. Do not think, I need a mystic binding so I can do... Don't even think about it. Just don't go there. If you're going to be spending the power for the Crimson Bands, just look at it that it's an auto stagger and then go from there. If the Mystic Binding goes off, it goes off. Happy day. Otherwise, basically ignore it's there on the card unless it actually happens. Don't plan for it. Don't think about it. Don't do anything like that. Just say, hey, I spend 4. I can give out a stagger. This is actually a pretty decent thing.
I think the only time Crimson Bands is really going to go off is when Doctor Strange gets dazed, right? Like, I think when he starts the next turn, like if they gained priority and he was dazed, then that's when you kind of have to deal with Crimson Bands. But I think the rest of the time, I feel like his power is going to go towards his special abilities. Like, he's going to be healing and cranking defense rolls for people all over the place.
Yep. Absolutely.
I mean, that just feels like it's going to happen a lot. We should mention his leadership, Mystic Empowerment, once per turn. Oh, it's Defenders, by the way. Once per turn, when an allied character declares an attack before choosing a target, may spend 1 power. If it does, you may choose whether this attack type is physical, energy, or mystic. If this attack deals damage, the target character gains the Hex special condition. So right there, I mean, a lot of the time you're basically saying, lose 1 or 2 defense dice is kind of what that translates to.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Cause you're going to kind of force things to be the weakest defense. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably what it's going to do most of the time. And then you're going to hand out Hex, which, God, I had totally just looked this up.
Unprepared host. Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm awful. And I literally up and I'm like, what the hell happened to my cheat sheet? Hex, the character doesn't add additional die for critical successes on attacks, defense, or dodge rolls.
Which is massive.
So basically it's kind of like having Loki around. You just like take away the critting ability, which is super sad when that happens. But
yeah,
that's, Oh, that's still really good. Like that makes a lot of things very interesting in Defenders. So I suppose we can talk about that for a minute. Like, I feel like Doctor Strange and Valkyrie is going to be where my Defenders team starts. Because Valkyrie's one weakness is getting stuck on physical damage.
Right, yep.
And so having a character as powerful as Valkyrie that can now choose to go, I'm going to charge and Warrior of Legend, but I'm going to deal energy damage or whatever you need to in that moment is great. And then it also means that, like, Doctor Strange can switch to physical if he's attacking Ronin or something. Like, there's a lot of great tactical synergy there. Mm-hmm. But, man, I will say this is certainly a character. Since neither his healing ability or his defense thing are actions, he definitely feels like he's a strong Avenger. And I know that's something we kind of say with every character with special powers, but... just the, like, there's nothing that says that he can only use wisdom to give the defensive bonus once per round. He can do it as much as he has power for. Mm-hmm. So just to be able to, like, man, can you imagine, like, how hard Cap is going to be to take down on his injured side when he's potentially gaining an additional 2 dice?
Like, or just think about Black Panther on his healthy side when you just give him an additional 2 dice.
Yeah, or like any of the spider people, like Miles and Peter, where they're mm-hmm. all have reroll 2, but now you're like, have 5. More?
Yeah.
Have 5 physical defense dice, and then you get to reroll 2 of them.
Yep, yep.
So there's tons of synergy there.
I'm actually looking at him as a great Wakanda character.
I've heard a lot of people say that. I have mixed feelings on that. But why don't you? Why are you thinking Wakanda for this gentleman?
So he brings a range 4 push on damage.
Yep.
Which is solid. Plays right into what Wakanda wants to do anyway. He naturally gains his own power with the Shield of the Seraphim, which then lets him use the Wakanda leadership. So he could actually fish out the mystic bindings a lot easier with the Wakanda leadership. The Ashtar's refuge is a great thing for Okoye. There's nothing like Okoye taking a bunch of hits and then you being like, no, she's back to full, you gotta do this all over again.
Yeah.
Or even Okoye with 2 extra dice, or Black Panther with 2 extra dice. Like, both of those are great targets for Hogoths. So a lot of what he does and what he brings, I think, plays into what Wakanda wants to do anyway, and just, like, turns that dial up a little bit closer to 11.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of... it'll be interesting to see if... because I think Doctor Strange in an Avengers team that also has Loki... I know we're talking about a lot of points here, mm-hmm. but I do not want to see Doctor Strange and Loki together on Avengers. Seems scary as all hell. You're like, Loki's like, now I have 5 physical dice and I count blanks as successes. Like, you are never going to kill me. And Doctor Strange is going to heal me. Like,
I mean, if you're looking at it that way, you got, so Thor and Strange is 10, Loki takes you to 14, and then you can do Valk to 17, and no, now you got a 17 Asgard right there with both Loki and Strange going, yeah, we're just going to mess up your game plan.
And I want to talk about Asgard, but I just mean, like, the ability for both of them to be doing these defensive shticks for mm-hmm. less cost in mm-hmm. Avengers. And I mean, there's a lot of ways that you can make that team. I know that Loki and Strange are 10, or sorry, they're 9 without gems. And then Cap is 13. And then, you know, you pick, like, Agent, you know, maybe Hawkeye puts you to 16, and then Widow to 18, something like that.
Right,
so you got to play there, and then you could add gems to move that team up to 19 or 20. I think is going to be super interesting. But you were right. Like, you can also play him in Asgard. And I think his play style does fit very naturally into what Asgard wants to do. They tend to be weak on having an energy attacker. So right there, right off the gate, you now have a nice, you have a more improved spread of damage types. Doctor Strange, like, they're already a team that wants to benefit from healing and defense dice. So the fact that he can, like, crank up all of those natural synergies, and yeah, they're a team that wants to kind of get into the middle of the board and do deadly meteors, which is also a great place for Doctor Strange, because he's going to be able to, like, heal or defend, like, anyone.
And he has four energy as well, so he has a pretty decent chance of flipping a meteor.
And, like, with the four energy, he might get his power back if he rolls a block on interacting with the meteor. He gets his power back.
Whenever he rolls a dice, doesn't matter what he rolls dice for, whenever he rolls a dice, as long as he rolls at least one block, he gets one energy back.
Yeah. It's... There's a lot to like. I will say there's a part of me that wants to, like... I don't normally run Winter Soldier in Asgard, but there's a part of me that wants to be able to do Thor, Valkyrie, Winter Soldier, and then, like, Doctor Strange and Ronan.
Oh, it's 20?
Yeah.
There's
a lot to like about Doctor Strange. I don't think he's going to be an easy character to fit in. I think there is definitely going to be some rearranging your team to make that happen. But right. Oh, he feels good. But let's talk about defenders for a minute. So I really like Mystic Empowerment, but it does. So obviously they're going to be kind of an attack oriented affiliation, because if you're going to be benefiting, and we don't know what their cards do yet, right? We don't know any defenders cards at this time, but
the Texas cards. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But we know the list of characters, and it's long.
It is a very... I'm looking at it right now. It is a very long list.
Why don't you just read off the characters? And we know that Daredevil's going to get added when he released. That's also been said. But, like, yes. give us the list.
All right, so we start with Doctor Strange, Peter Parker, Spider-Man, Hulk, Valkyrie, Wong, Hawkeye, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Ghost Rider, Daredevil. That's 11.
Yeah, tons of characters. And you have Wong. And so... you could very easily start your teams as Strange, Wong, Valk. And then you have, even at a 17 threat, you can easily fit in whatever, you know, most two characters that you could possibly want.
Mm-hmm.
Man, and like, I will say that Gwen, like, being able to shift her damage types, can you imagine? Like, she's like... all right, I'm going in with my spider technique. Have a 7 dice mystical kick to your face.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Then that's not, like, there's a lot to be worried about there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's I think Defenders is going to be a great affiliation. I really do. I like it more than I do Spider Foes or Web Warriors. Just from the ability to pick your damage type, I think that's going to be a pretty big thing.
Yeah, I can really easily see the team wanting to have a lot of, like, long-range characters, right? Kind of the long-range characters, kind of like Thor, and the ones that can, like, do something long-range, but then also don't mind getting into the middle, because I think they want to hand out Hex, like, everywhere.
Yes.
Right? Unless they're playing against Guardians, where they can just be like, bloop, this is all gone. And I think they, in particular, are probably going to make people want to play a very Guardians-heavy team where you can really benefit from Crew of the Milano, because I think Defenders is going to come right out of the gate and be like, Hex, 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 and, like, Hex all of your characters.
Yeah. I'm with Hulk being a part of the Defenders, I'm also looking at something like, you know, Strange, Hulk, Wong. That takes you to 13, so you can easily fit another character in there. And you can do more interesting things with Hulk because you can add two additional dice to his defense roll, or if, you know, the character the Hulk is attacking is someone who's good against physical, you can flip his attack to mystic. So you can have mystical Hulk fists come flying at your face and do all of that Hulk stuff. And you can help balance out Hulk's health with both Wong and Strange. I don't know. I think this might be like where Hulk just naturally sat and we didn't see it until now.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I also think this is a spot where I think the odd couple, the married couple, Corvus and Proxima, because often they're at this weird spot where they don't necessarily want to use their spenders. They want to use their builder attacks, but they have some power to spend. And I think they could be in a really interesting spot where you're like, well, yes, my plan was to like attack you a million times this activation. And so now the first attack hexes you. So now your crits don't explode. And then you can have interesting situations where like, all right, well, I'll make my strike into energy and, you know, so that you lose a defensive dice because it's your energy's lower defense and I get to pierce you. And now you no longer going to get crits. And now I get to make a bunch more attacks on you.
Yep. Yep.
That could be a really interesting spot. And because a lot of time they're going to use their strikes so much, spending that one power will probably gain them a power back from the strike. So, it's annoying to say the least. It's going to be a little frustrating. Going like, what do we do against these guys?
Yeah, it's going to be the next like year of the game. We're not even going to get to the end. Like, towards the end of the year, with all of the release that we have coming out, it's just going to shake things up so quickly.
Yeah, man, Black Panther in there, if he's going to get set up to do double attacks on someone, that's going to be rough. You're like, all right, well, this isn't a punch. This is a mystical punch. And now you're hexed. So you're going to not be able to crit against my second attack.
Yeah.
And you set it up like, if you're attacking him, you're like, and I've taken away your ability to add crits to when I pounce at you.
Yeah.
Actually, so here's a thought. Crossbones may actually be pretty solid as a defender because he gets to, like, spend a power to, like, make his, you know, haymaker strike into, like, energy. Or mystic, like,
yeah, to get around some of those defenses.
Yeah, that's gonna
And Strange can help heal him up a little bit. Yeah, I can see that. I like that one.
Yeah. Man, I could also potentially see Black Dwarf fitting in defenders, because the one thing is, again, he only has physical attacks, so now he's gonna be like. I go in for this Enforced Oblivion Axe Strike, and it's going to be like 8 dice, but now it's energy or mystical, and then it's just going to like load him up with power.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, most of the time you're going to flip it to mystical.
Actually, energy is the average lower defense.
But then you get characters like Black Panther or Cap who have benefits towards energy.
And the spider people.
And the spider people with their spider senses and whatnot. So, like, for the most part, Mystical gets around a lot of defensive tech. But yeah, I mean, throwing it out as energy is definitely something that will happen.
Back to energy versus Ultron?
Yeah.
There's so much fun stuff there. I also think Zemo is really good because he's another character trapped into the physical damage types. And he can often end up with a little extra power to kind of go all in on his attack plan.
It definitely like this affiliation bonus has you going back and reassessing a lot of past characters that you're like, well, you know, he would be good if he had an attack that was not physical. You know, and there is a long list of characters like that for me where I'm like, man, if only this character had an energy attack, I would be able to use it a lot more often. And now this character can have an energy attack.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to like about that. It's mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Defenders is going to be a really interesting affiliate. I mean, they've got a huge list of characters.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange is definitely a solid leader. But they are going to be attack focused. So if you're going to be attack focused, does that mean that do you want Shuri to help add in, you know, reroll tech? Like if and then how do they as an attack focused affiliation compare to Spider Foes and Cabal? Right. Cause I mean, they're probably not getting cosmic invigoration, but that's still a great attack option. So, and it's not like
there's still four characters that we haven't seen yet. I doubt any of them will hand out any sort of rerolls, but they might have inherent rerolls. So,
yeah. I mean, I could see Daredevil or Iron Fist potentially having some natural reroll tech in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But let's talk about on the defensive side, because he can add dice to people's defensive rolls.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that's good for the spider people. That's going to make Spider-Man pretty damn hard to take down.
Mm-hmm. It will help out Edwin with invulnerability, so he actually slots in really nicely into Black Order.
If Black Order, if you get them down to where if the end result is here's two more dice and now instead of two damage you take one, but invulnerability would have done that anyway, I'm not sure it's as good in that spot. It can certainly help Doc Ock, because he potentially gains power from rolling defense rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It can help out Thanos, because Thanos doesn't have a minimum.
Yeah. I mean, anything that cranks up... Ooh, how do I feel about Thanos? I mean, I don't know. He doesn't want to attack a ton, but you set up, like, Thanos on one side, Strange on the other. you have one side that's like, this side cranks up defense. This side cranks up offense.
Yeah, which side do you want to go into?
There's a lot of manipulation going on here.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I do not want to deal with a side of the board with Thanos and Strange. You're like, I can add attack dice, I can add defense dice, I can heal, I can teleport people around. I don't have any characters, but... but it would be an easy... And it's not a bad affiliation to, like, get the right characters in there, because even though Strange is expensive, there's a lot of characters that they can bring in that are going to be 2 and 3 threat, and mm-hmm. so... They may be an affiliation that can run Thanos reasonably well.
And it may even be the affiliation that we see Ebony Maw appear in. Because I'm still trying to find a home for him. Because yeah. I really want to play him. I like what he does. I love his tactics card. God, I love his tactics card. So, like, maybe... Defenders, bringing Ebony Maw into Defenders is where you want to be. That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's certainly weird. I mean, he could, because, well, the thing is, you do have to damage to get off the hex portion, but he does, like, automatically gain a power out of Black Tongue, but the problem there is if he gets extra damage out of the fact that he got to choose its damage type, he doesn't really gain any extra power, and he's not gaining more dice, so it's not like he has a better chance of getting Sinister Influence, so I'm not sure that is his spot. I was just thinking about which characters, like, really want additional defensive dice.
Black Panther, Captain America, yeah. For sure.
Okoye is a great fit there.
Yeah, Okoye would be counting great. Counting
Blink's successes and... Ooh, it could make the Marshall Prowess characters even better. Or wait, how does Marshall Prowess interact with that? Now I have to look at it.
Instead of rolling defense dice, you just roll 5 dice.
Okay. When this character is targeted by an attack within range 2, it may use the superpower. Instead of rolling dice equal to its defense, it rolls 5 defense dice. Okay. Now let's look at Doctor Strange. When this character is targeted by an attack, this character may use this superpower. Add 2 dice to the target's defense roll against the attack. I don't know. I honestly do not know what that...
What that interaction is. Yeah, that's very interesting.
It rolls 5 defense dice instead of rolling dice equal to its defense. So if I had to like make a hardcore decision right now, adds 2 dice to the target's defense roll. I don't know. I feel like it could go to 7 dice.
I'm kind of agreeing with you right now. We need a AMG signal that we can flare up to ask him these questions.
Yeah, but I mean, if that does work, that could be a really, that could be a great way to like make the martial prowess characters like really hard to take down.
Yeah, to really amp them up, and you get that additional damage back as well.
Yeah, you potentially end up hitting them. That could make Gamora and Proxima like more interesting.
Mm-hmm. And Black Widow. I believe Black Widow has it.
Doctor Strange is going to be fun to think about all of the weird synergies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any places where you're immediately like, I want to try Doctor Strange right here? Like, stuff that jumped out, you're like, I have got to try this with Doctor Strange.
Immediately was Wakanda. I definitely want to try him in Wakanda and see how that goes. Because, you know, it's... From what we've discussed, you've got your basic Wakanda, Black Panther, Shuri, Okoye, and then you're adding in 8 points, which up until now was usually Thor, Valkyrie. We discussed on the previous episode, MODOK and either Gwen or Miles as the 3. So now we have a possibility of doing Strange and another 3, like maybe Strange and Valkyrie might be a very interesting combination to run in. So right off the bat, number 1 was Wakanda. That's absolutely where I want to try him in. And then other than that, like just his straight Defenders affiliation, I want to try.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of cool characters to try with Defenders, but... Whew, Doctor Strange. This guy, like... I love all the weird, finessey support stuff that you can potentially pull off. So, Doctor Strange is definitely my style. I mean, who doesn't want to play the Patrick Dunford character?
That is very true. That is very, very true.
I really hope that this becomes something where Patrick Dunford like slots Doctor Strange into Cabal, and it's like his classic, and it's like, all right, here's Red Skull, MODOK, Zemo, Doctor Strange. Like, I hope that team is just crazy good.
Oh, that would be really interesting too. See, now you got me thinking about that.
I know, right? This is what I do. I just get people thinking about crazy stuff.
Oh yeah, now I'm gonna have to try that. I'm going to have to try that one, too.
That does seem like a thing, right?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Well, I think we have dug into these about as much as we can for now. Like, AMG, thank you for spoiling us rotten. It's like yes. You pumpkin bombed us. Like,
yes.
There's so much. I'm hexed. I can't even critically success my thoughts about these things because there's so much to absorb.
Yeah, we got a ton of information. We got tons of sculpts for models that are coming out. So, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten to talking about the spoiled sculpts.
Yeah. AMG, thank you. Thank you so much.
I have a last question for you to close out this episode. Of the 6 characters that we have talked about from these spoilers, the ones that we've seen the cards. So, Doctor Strange, Wong, Wasp, Miles, Gwen, and Green Goblin. Of those six, which one do you think you're going to end up playing the most? I see. Hard question. I'm here to make you suffer.
Just right off the bat, gut reaction, it would either be Strange or Miles.
Nope, you have to pick. This isn't one or the other. This is
all right.
Narrow down to one.
Okay, narrow down to one. Gut reaction, Strange.
Gut reaction, Strange. Okay. I have to say, like, if I just have to, like, put one on the line, the character I think I'm going to end up playing the most, I feel like it's going to be Miles. I think Miles slots into, can go in, like, almost any affiliation. Strange, there's going to be some really powerful teams that synergize with him, but I don't think I'm going to end up, I would say almost certainly I'm not going to end up playing Strange as much as I play, as much as I play Miles. And as much as I like Green Goblin, right, I feel like what I'm going to like most about him is him with Doc Ock for well-laid plans, which again, just, that's two characters, that's just not going to fit into everything. If there was a character in there that's going to compete with it, I was like, maybe Wong. Wong could be good enough that I play him almost as much as Miles, but I feel like having Miles, I think Miles is going to make it into a lot of my rosters. He's going to be kind of like Ronan, where now I have this, like Black Panther and Valkyrie are like my first two, my primary four slot, my primary three slot. Mm-hmm. And Ronan is kind of becoming my like secondary four slot. And I think Miles is going to be that other three slot.
Okay. I gotcha.
And I've already got, like, my favorite roster already has this kind of flexible three spot that I haven't quite truly, like, locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, played it with Star-Lord, with Proxima, with Zemo, with, like, I've tried a bunch of characters in it, and I haven't fully, like, committed, like, this is the character. And, I don't know, maybe it'll be Miles.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and close out this episode. I think there's only one way that I can possibly close out this episode, and that is, AMG, you are OP. You have rocked Gen Con weekend. You have spoiled us rotten. You guys, you nerds, you're OP.